Till now, India's full focus has been on the Pakistan border. But let me tell you, very soon our eastern border is also going to become active. And how will it become active? Because the chief advisor of Bangladesh, Muhammad Yunus, just doesn't want to stop messing around. We have already seen what's happening in Pakistan, and even there, America hasn't stopped playing its dirty games. I was under the impression that once Donald Trump came back in office, he would deflate Yunus and put him in his right place, but nothing like that happened. In fact, Yunus is just as puffed up as before. No one has punctured that balloon yet. Which basically means the long-term strategic interest of America goes far beyond Trump or any president, whether Democratic or Republican. In simple words, even Trump being the president doesn't have full control over United States' long-term interests. And one of those long-term goals of the United States in the Indian subcontinent region is to make Bangladesh a staging ground against China as well as India. I'll show you how. You see, Bangladesh has a pretty huge amount of access to the Bay of Bengal. This region is an increasingly strategic maritime space where the United States wants to counter Chinese influence. One of the reasons behind the removal of former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina is believed to be the United States' interest in gaining access to St. Martin's Island. And then, as you know, China's influence in Bangladesh regarding infrastructure, military and trade grew significantly. So the United States doesn't want Bangladesh to be a client of China. And then we know that India is a major strategic partner of the United States, especially in the Quad. The US needs India's support to maintain a balance of power in Asia. But then you also need to understand that the United States also does hedging by maintaining ties with Bangladesh against India. So this is the United States' long-term goal in the Indian subcontinent region, that is to make Bangladesh a staging ground against China as well as India. Now, Yunus is also playing games with China. Recently, he went to China to secure funding because Bangladesh's economy has collapsed. In return, he's publicly inviting China to build an airbase in Bangladesh. And look at his audacity. He is saying Bangladesh is the guardian of the ocean for India's northeastern states. And he wants China to view Bangladesh as an extension of its economy, explicitly tying the region's connectivity to Chinese investment and influence. Then he also gave clearance to China for modernizing and expanding the Mongla port, which is just 200 kilometers from Kolkata. Basically, he brought China to Kolkata's doorstep. So clearly, this region is about to become active. That is why the Indian Army has carried out a major military exercise here called Operation Teesta Prahar. You have heard of the Teesta River, right? It follows from Sikkim and later merges into the Brahmaputra, called Jamuna in Bangladesh. On the banks of the Teesta in West Bengal is a massive field firing range, and this is where the exercise took place. The entire exercise was combined and network-centric, just like what we saw in Operation Sindoor recently. So in short, preparations are complete. The focus of this exercise was especially on riverine and marshy areas, because the northeast sees heavy rainfall post-June and flooding is common. The key area of interest lies between India's border and the Teesta River. India's main objective will be, if any mischief begins from the Bangladesh side, because now Jamaat-e-Islami and the Yunus government works jointly, and they get instructions and help from Pakistan's ISI, especially from the Nepal route. That is how weapons and terrorists sneak into India, especially through Bihar and UP. Now, because Yogi Adityanath's government is strong in UP, their main target seems to be Bihar, which is heading into elections in the month of October or November. In any election-bound state, security tends to loosen up in the 6 months prior because increased political activity can distract security forces, and this is the gap they want to exploit. These are age-old tactics used by Maoists, Kashmiri militants, and insurgents in northeast India. But when it comes to Jamaat-e-Islami and the Yunus government, ISI is the guiding partner. And by the way, Jamaat-e-Islami Bangladesh is even more radical than ISI. After the removal of Sheikh Hasina, they are desperately trying to bring back Taliban-style rule in Bangladesh. Now let me show you something on the map. You are familiar with Chicken's Neck Corridor or the Siliguri Corridor, right? Now let's look at Tripura-Bangladesh geography. There is only one main road rail corridor, that is National Highway 8, that connects Tripura to the rest of India. This National Highway 8 passes through a narrow land area in Assam. It is not as narrow as the Siliguri Corridor, but still it is vulnerable in strategic terms. Any disruption, whether due to insurgency, ambush or natural disaster, can cut off Tripura from the rest of India in a matter of hours. India has been using Bangladesh's territory to transport goods to Tripura and other northeastern states because it's faster and more efficient. Example, the Agartala-Akhaura railway link, Ashuganj port and road routes via Chattogram port. Even Bangladesh is fully aware of this strategic leverage, and that's exactly why Yunus is cleverly pitching to China, fully aware that the very routes India relies on for vital connectivity can be used to draw in Chinese investment and extend Beijing's influence across Bangladesh and India's northeast. So you might be wondering, what is India planning? Well, India has already started taking action. Bangladeshi infiltrators are being identified and pushed back into Bangladesh. Assam's chief minister made it clear, we are not going to arrest or prosecute anyone. Whoever is caught, we will just throw them across the border. Unfortunately, we don't have a cooperative chief minister in West Bengal, otherwise things would have been much easier and simpler. Pushback is happening fast, even from Tripura. In West Bengal, BSF apprehended Bangladeshis, loaded them onto boats and left them on an uninhabited island inside Bangladesh. There was a petition in Supreme Court regarding 43 Rohingya Muslims who were allegedly thrown into the sea. Supreme Court did not entertain that plea and called it a beautiful crafted story and fanciful idea. If you think Trump is going to tighten the screws on Yunus, that's highly unlikely. He doesn't really have a deep understanding of this region. He's too busy traveling around striking business deals for the United States. And that is why India is keeping a close watch on Bangladesh and on the Northeast. That is also why General V.K. Singh has been made Mizoram's governor. Tripura already has a BJP government, and in Manipur, former Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla is now governor. Things are moving really fast. Just recently, 10 terrorists were eliminated on the Myanmar border, so encirclement is happening from all sides around the Kuki insurgents. Earlier, their main target was N. Biren Singh, the Methi chief minister. Now that he's not the face, they can't even cry victim anymore. The government of India is now directly handling the situation. So yes, the next big action will happen in the east. It took us 3.5 days to crush Pakistan with Operation Sindoor. Now with Operation Tista Prahar, it's time to deal with the second good-for-nothing troublemakers next door. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.